Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Our friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey, everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends. And Nick and Femi, better bet. Bet you. You should bet. No, you better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Support the show in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi's hour of the show today was absolutely sensational, and he took a well-deserved victory lap for his Houston Texans bets last night. Find the Femi hour and every hour of You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. First hour of the show devoted to Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beating the Buffalo Bills. Credited the Houston Texans, even if I think they will fall short of the postseason when it's all said and done. Great job by them to resuscitate what was a dead season for them at 3-5. Now it's 6-5. And we, you know, skewered the Buffalo Bills. Because they don't suck. They're good. But they kind of suck, right? They're just like annoying. Should be way better than they are. And they're not winning the Super Bowl. And I've been saying that for a long, long time. How can you trust them? I don't think you can. We got into all the injury news around the NFL, in case you missed it. Aaron Rodgers questionable for the Steelers on Sunday. Every Bears linebacker is out, including Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs. Not great for them. Bears a 2.5-point favorite. It looks like Joe Burrow is not playing Sunday for the Bengals because that number's back up to 7. Patriots 7 on the road in Cincinnati. We'll find out for sure tomorrow. And Jackson Dart out for the Giants. Jameis Winston will start. Give me over 50 in that game. My favorite NFL bet of the weekend. Our pal Ryan Horvath, Mr. Saturday, will join us in 20 minutes from the BetMGM Network. And I will preview the Hoops weekend 40 minutes from now. But joining us right now to talk about college football this weekend, one of our absolute favorites. He's looking good, man. I'm guessing he worked out today. That's just Mike. I don't know that for sure. You work out today or no?
I didn't work out today. I'll let you do the intro, and go ahead.
Football season is brutal for trying to stay in shape. We were talking off air, and I have tried to make a decision to control my eating because every night after the show, I'm like a raccoon. Like whatever's in the fridge, I'm eating it. Like leftover pasta, ice cream bar, string cheese, vegetable chips. My daughter's leftover pesto. I eat that sometimes. Don't tell my wife. I'm trying to take control of my eating. Colin Wilson is our guest at this time. Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. I didn't get a workout in today. I think football is really hard for me. You know how much I work out. I do Pilates. I do Legree. I count my macros. Like, sometime, like, if people that have been watching me for, like, 8 years doing content, like, I used to be not in good shape during football season because I didn't sleep well. I didn't eat well. And I really put a focus this season.
You were a little fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And it's because I ate like I can't say the word. I ate like an a-hole. And I think at some point, you know, you kind of have to monitor what your intake is and you have to get your exercise when you can. But football season's brutal. Like, it takes a mental tax on you, especially when you get to this time of season. Like, everybody's feeling like a retread tire right now if you've been doing football since August.
My mother-in-law says about me that I eat like I have two a-holes, and she doesn't bleep it out in those conversations. All right, let's get to college football, my friend. Before we get to the games this weekend, not that many marquee games, let's talk about the latest batch of college football playoff rankings, your takes on those, bets you'd like to make, miss playoff, like a lot going on here ahead of this weekend.
I feel like I said this last week with Ole Miss, I feel like there's an advantage to taking teams that are going to be slotted 5-8. They're going to miss their conference championship, so they won't have to play here in 2 weeks, but then they'll get a home game, which to me is a huge advantage. And, you know, I said that 2 weeks ago, and I went and I bought an Ole Miss future, and now all of a sudden the AD is coming out saying there's going to be a decision on Lane Kiffin's future after the Egg Bowl. Like, what world am I living in where you would let go of a coach that could take you to the national title game that earned you a top 8 seed? So from the college football playoff standpoint, this week the future was actually on Oregon. Not that I think that Oregon can win the national title, but these teams that are lined up slotted 5-8 are going to get lesser kind of opponents, 9-12. And really, 5 is the sweet spot. Who's winning the G5? I mean, and who? The number is going to be like 23, 24. If you're in the 5th seed, like, you're in a great spot right now. So I think if you can get futures on seeds 5-8, that's how you should play this through this week and through next week.
Wow, very interesting. And yeah, there is a Lane Kiffin update here that I'm going to try and find here. Exactly what Colin was talking about. We'll bring that to you here in a few moments. Is there any, Colin, any school you'd want to bet? And Femi and I talked about this a lot yesterday, like, to make the playoff or miss the playoff. Like, for me, I think Oregon and Oklahoma are on upset alert the next couple weeks. So maybe I would bet no on them. And maybe, like, you'd like to bet yes on, like, Utah. If you like BYU against Cincinnati, we can talk about that game. Maybe Miami if things break right. Any make-miss playoff bets for you?
You're not going to get any Miami love for me. But I will say that it is kind of a joke that Notre Dame is, like, being so highly regarded by my athletic director at Arkansas, Hunter Yurecek, saying there's no comparison. That was a really great show the other night. I think if you're going to take a couple miss the playoffs. To make the playoff. You know, if there's teams out there that I think that could slip in, teams that I think that could fall out, Oregon, I think, can lose to Washington next week. And this may sound crazy, but are we sure Alabama's going to beat Auburn? There's a couple of teams I think they're going to be.
Doesn't sound crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy at all. BYU still has a really good chance to make it, although they have to survive Cincinnati. Remember when they played Texas Tech, when BYU got their pants beat off of them by Texas Tech, they didn't have LJ Martin. They were hurt and beat up all over the roster, and it was played down at Texas Tech. So, I think BYU is a team I would consider. Is that number to get in the playoff better than what it would be for them to win the Big 12? You win the Big 12, you're in. There's another team out there that has a scenario. Arizona State could get in. Now, it's going to take a lot of craziness, which is the Big 12. With a large enough number, I could be enticed to see Arizona State with Jeff Sims actually win the Big 12, which would grant them a spot. But, you know, I think the talk of Texas is dead. There's no way they're going to make it in. If there's a team out there that I love that I think wins this weekend, wins next weekend, and potentially could win the ACC, I think it's Pitt. You can't convince me that Miami's going up to the state of Pennsylvania at 41 degrees and beating Pitt. It's not. It's never happened. Check out Miami when they go to the Pinstripe Bowl. They never show up. And Narduzzi's faced them before at home in November. Like, Miami will not show up next week against Pitt. If Pitt beats Georgia Tech tomorrow, that's your team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Wow. Wow. I love all of that. We'll get to the individual, and we got a bet for next week already. We'll get to the individual games in a moment here, but I did just pull up. This came out within the last like 20 minutes or so in real time.
Right.
Where is it? I have like 9 tabs open. Here it is. So this is Keith Carter, who's Ole Miss's AD, who's like definitely having a moment right now. Like 4 days ago, no one knew who this guy was, and now like everyone, every sports fan knows who this guy is. Ole Miss's AD. I'm going to read this quote. This is him on Lane Kiffin. Quote, Coach Kiffin and I have had many pointed and positive conversations regarding his future at Ole Miss, blah, blah, blah. While we discuss next steps, we know we can, blah, blah, blah. Despite the outside noise, Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl, which is against Mississippi State, and together, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game. So that's 8 days from now.
Yeah.
An announcement on Lane Kiffin's future. Just like... When you hear that, does that tell you he's staying?
That's what it tells me. I think it's a game of chicken. I don't think he's staying at all. There's way too much money at LSU that's going to go after him, and he's not going to be able to turn it down. And I'm not going to like reveal my sources and everything, but I know for a fact that Lane desires having a larger budget for NIL, a larger, better facilities, more money, more everything, and that can be offered him by LSU and Florida, and Ole Miss can't even touch it. And the thing is that's always going to be in the back of Lane's head. If he wants to win a national title, it's harder to do at Ole Miss than it would be at another program, especially one that's going to pay him a whole bunch more. Do I think he's out? I think this is a game of chicken. I've had pointed conversations with Lane Kiffin. I would tell him, fine, fire me. Fire me after the Egg Bowl. I just got you to a top 8 seed to compete for the national title. You're going to fire me before the playoff starts, right? And you know why? You know why this is all happening? Because there's one transfer portal window and it opens up like January 1st.
That's a big point of contention in college football, is that needs to be moved back, right? So things like this don't happen.
Exactly. And that's why ADs are trying to pretend like they're in charge. They're not. The coaches are, and if I was Lane, I'd play chicken and keep coaching this Ole Miss team till my season was done, and the Florida and LSU job is still going to be there.
Can I say something? This is crazy. Who would door ring? Who would the interim coach be? Something like that for Ole Miss?
Oh my
goodness. Does it matter?
Charlie Weiss Jr. He's like 26 years old.
All right. Let me create a scenario. Lane leaves. Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl. Lane leaves.
Yeah.
Do they get Florida stated? Jordan Travis, we don't want to watch the Ole Miss in the playoff without Lane. 10 seconds for the answer because we'll get to the big games.
I would say no, because they did that because of injury. This would not be because of injury. This would be because of a coach. So I would say no, they wouldn't do it to him.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't hate it just as someone who enjoys entertainment. I know you have a future on Ole Miss, so you'll probably feel differently. All right. So you mentioned Oregon.
For the rest of eternity, ADs would never fire their coach again if that happened.
You're right. Yeah, kind of maybe a silly comment by me. I'll tell you what, good for content. We've got some movement in this Oregon-USC game, because you mentioned Oregon maybe losing to Washington next week. I take that to mean you like them tomorrow against the Trojans. This number is now 10.5. Oregon 10.5 against SC, total 59.5. Colin, 30 seconds. Who are you betting, USC, Oregon, and why?
Oregon over. There are injuries on the USC defense. Not like they're that good anyways, but they're two top safeties, and especially the one with the green dot on his helmet that relays everything in. There's a very big potential that they're not going to play. They were both removed from Iowa for injury. You'll think that USC is good in tackling if you look at PFF, but if they lose these two guys, they have no stop gap at the second level. At the meantime, Dan Lanning's been very quiet about DeCorian Moore. Oregon is getting healthy. USC's defense is not. This has blowout written all over it. Grab Jordan Davis and the running back for Oregon. 2+ TDs at 3-1. Grab that.
Love that. All right, BYU and Cincinnati. Huge game in the Big 12. BYU, a 2.5-point road favorite, 55.5 the total. Colin, it looks like this might go to 3 for the Cougs.
No defense is stopping either one of the offense. Bear Bachmeyer and LJ Martin are going to run between the tackles and gash Cincinnati all day. And at the same time, Evan Pryor, the running back for Cincinnati, who they have desperately missed the last 2 weeks, is going to be back, and they are going to gash the inside of BYU's interior. These two teams are going to be in scoring position all day. I love the over. I think I bet it twice. I wrote it up once, bet it twice, and the line has moved from 53.5 up, what are we now, 56.5? I don't think it has any reason to stop because these defenses are atrocious, and there's going to be a lot of touchdowns.
I bet so nice. You made it twice. I believe, Colin, and I don't know if you know something about Prabula from Missouri. I think the Oklahoma win last week against Alabama, and look, like I know like everyone on the show had Oklahoma. I bet Alabama, and it's a little bit of kind of annoyed that I lost my bet. Oklahoma, to me, felt a little fraudulent, which is not to suggest that like that they shouldn't have covered.
No, you're right.
I have them. Right. I have. Well, thank you. I am. I was just being nice. I think they're on upset alert tomorrow against Mizzou. I bet Mizzou 7.5. The number is 6.5 now. Do you have any info on Mizzou's quarterback situation? How do you see the game playing out?
It's going to be Zollers, and I know that he hasn't been great, but he's also playing the Trent Dilfer role of the Ravens, like in 2000. Like, he's a caretaker for the offense, right? He hasn't made any turnover worthy plays according to PFF. And really, what's happened, this resurgence for Missouri, is due to Ahmad Hardy. Like, they had a bye week. He woke up. He had over like 100 something yards like 2 weeks ago. Last week, he had 298 rushing yards on the ground. I know it's Mississippi State, but that's a lot of rushing yards. And you're right, Oklahoma, that was a fraudulent box score win. They're almost doubled up in yards and yards per play. You know, that defense and field position really paid off there. And I'm not going to give my OU money back, but at the same time, you're right. You should feel a little bit robbed about that pick last week. But yeah,
yeah,
I'm on Missouri too.
All right, so let's we'll make it happen with Mizzou. Look, the way you handicap games, and the way I'm about to handicap this game cannot be more different than I'm about to talk about. You've got, people should read Colin's work on the Action Network. Like, it's like next level. Havoc scores, middle eight, all sorts of good stuff. I think Michigan's going to be looking ahead to Ohio State. I want to take 14 with Maryland. Is that stupid? Yes or no? Thoughts on that game? 20 seconds.
I don't think you can trust Maryland. I don't think it's stupid because it is the spot. If you want a better spot, I am way more in favor of Rutgers at 31. Is it still 31.5? I think Rutgers covers the numbers against Ohio State. And listen, ooh, I know you don't want to hear this. It happens week after week after week. Their rush defense isn't as good as you think. And Rutgers is going to expose that. And the more they run, the more the tick-tock goes on the clock. And that means you can cover a number like 31.5. I like Rutgers better than I do Maryland.
One or two word answer, depending on the school. Who wins the national championship right now?
Texas A&M.
What'd you think of Lenora Sellers in the closing moments last week?
Exactly, right? I mean,
he needs to Van Wilder this. He needs to stay in South Carolina until like 2031.
Yes,
Colin, great job.
Thank you much.
Great job, my man. At @_Colin1 on Twitter, Action Network Big Bets on campus. He is absolutely the best. Check out the show. Him and Stuckey are spectacular talking college football betting. On the other side, we welcome Mr. Saturday to the show, our good friend, Ryan Horvath.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.